Past 7:19, so we'll start Triple Team Traffic with you, Andy.
Amanda, right now looking at I-15, it's not as bad as it was looking for a while. It's just kind of heavy and slow most of the way from Bangor to 90 South. I know that sounds like a lot, but we're not seeing any stop and go just yet. The traffic moving fairly consistently. Your KSL travel time between Bluffdale and downtown is still only in about the 23 to 25 minute range. Seeing some backups, though, on New Bingham Highway, 5600 West, kind of out by Copper Hills High School. Looks a little bit busier than usual there. And I-80 coming from the airport heading towards 215 and Redwood Road, a little bit slow underneath 215. Eric?
Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes to your drive time northbound I-15 in Utah County on account of some slowing between 2100 North and SR-92, but that's the only delays right now. Even this crash that's on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, that's not causing any major delays. Heather?
We have a minor fender bender on the frontage road of US 89 right near Shepherd Lane in Farmington. Now, it's off on the right. It's not causing any delays there, but looks like you do need to use a little bit of caution. We may have some icy spots still in that area. I-15 itself still moving pretty much at freeway speeds, but you're going to see occasionally some brake lights showing up in the Farmington area as well. Check engine light on more than 50% of the time. It's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.